If we can't say it on the radio, we'll say it in a podcast. Unscripted, unpredictable, and on demand. The Pepper and Dylan After Show Show Podcast.
Welcome to it. It is Wednesday, April 2nd. It is an Ask Us Anything podcast. Robbie, I'm not sure if you have anything for an Ask Us Anything. Pepper's away today. It is the day that, I guess the day after his dog died.
Yeah, therefore, it's too
bad. He's not in studio. We'll just do a quick one here today, as it's a lot harder to answer a lot of questions when the three of us aren't here.
Yeah, to be honest, I haven't had a chance even to go through and look for them. Pepper's away, so I kind of have to do his job. So yeah, busy. a little hectic today. So we can always do the what you watching.
Yeah, Robbie loves the what you watching. You want to do that?
I think we could, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, that's no problem. We can do a what you watching.
But I wish Pepper was here because he keeps talking about the show Paradise.
Yes.
And I gave it a chance, and then I didn't give it a chance, and then I gave it a chance.
My neighbor's talking about it, saying it's great. Is it something?
It's really good now that I've seen it. Like, I finished it, but it's very strange the way they've done it. I think it's just because it hops to the past, to the present, to the future. It's just very hard to keep track of is the problem.
This is on Disney Plus, right?
Yeah. But that was all the rage. It's kind of like, and this is the problem with the show is you can't really say anything about it or you spoil it.
Yeah, and this is what my neighbor was telling me. Like, oh, you got to watch it because I need someone to talk to about the show. But okay, tell me about it. I can't really say anything.
The way that it is filmed and done, it honestly, you can't talk about it.
What is the, you can't even say the premise? Like, is it new, like current, future, past?
It's kind of a, it would be present day scenario of something happening. A catastrophic event, we'll say.
And you can't say anything because it ruins it.
Because it would ruin what happens.
Is it good though? Because you gave up on it and then went back.
Yeah, because I just heard so many people talking about it. So I really wanted to finish it. And it's neat. It's neat. It's a take on something that I feel like could happen or is currently happening in the world that we don't know about.
What was your reasoning for leaving it?
Because it jumps back and forth.
And too hard
That's
to follow?
That's the problem. Like, you can't even, when I asked Pepper, I'm like, well, what's it about? And all he would say is, oh, that Sterling, the actor, the main character, he would just talk about how handsome he is.
Right.
Because the problem with it is it gives you little bits of things, but it reveals it slowly as you go.
Mm-hmm.
So even though things are happening, it doesn't, you have to watch. It kind of ropes you into watching.
Right.
Right. So that, yeah, it was very good. I wish Pepper was here because maybe we could have come up with a way to
say it without saying it.
No. Yeah, but I don't want to spoil it. I do recommend it. It's pretty good.
There's too many things right now in my life for the watching. And yeah. I cannot find the time. We get about one episode a night, roughly, of something. And in 40, 45 minutes, like we'll crawl into bed, we'll say goodnight, and then we'll throw on one episode. And it takes everything in my power sometimes not to watch or start a second episode.
Hmm.
But there's just so many things. Like right now I have...
Well, if you're saying goodnight before you watch the show, aren't you kind of like being like, well, it doesn't matter if we fall asleep during this. Good night.
But neither of us do, because occasionally maybe my girlfriend might. The shows that we're currently in, and we, she's along for the ride. These aren't necessarily her shows, although she's watching them with me. The one you suggested, Goliath.
Oh, you're still on that. Okay.
So we finished the first season and we're two episodes into the
Law Show.
Good show. Just, I love the character. I love just, it's fun.
Billy Bob Thornton. It's good. And even though, yeah, you say it's fun, even it's intense.
Sure. But it's like old, but it's fun. It's just like, I like how, I just like the characters and I like his character that he plays. And
yeah, he's a good lawyer. Fun. Yeah.
We've got Suits LA.
Yep.
Which I'm watching, which I'm so torn on. I'm not here to endorse it as being great, but it's very familiar of the original Suits. It feels like Harvey's still there in a way. It feels as if the music's kind of the same. It feels as if they tried to get the characters. And the hardest part about it so far has been just learning the characters so that you're comfortable with them.
Yeah.
I don't hate it, though.
I don't mind the new Harvey.
He is the old Harvey, though. They're like identical.
Yeah, he's very similar. So it kind of like fills a gap that we've been missing.
Right. Yeah, I agree with that.
And there's been the old Harvey is supposed to be making cameos.
He does. Yeah. In episode four.
If that's the cameo, that's it.
That's all. Yeah.
That's it.
I've watched episode five and I haven't seen him again.
Spoiler. It's not enough original Harvey.
No, I agree. It's very, very small original Harvey,
If you're watching it just to see that, there's not much.
Not ideal. We're watching The White Lotus, which is awesome.
That's next on my list.
Now, here's the thing with The White Lotus. The very first season, amazing. Then season number two is a completely different cast, a completely different, like everything changes.
Yeah.
And the first 7 minutes of season number two, and I quit because it threw me for a loop. I'm now back. But all of a sudden, it's all in Italian, and it's all a different cast. And I didn't know this going in, so I just figured, like, what the heck? Something wrong
with
my... So
it's all subtitles?
It was for the first 7 minutes. Now it's, like, it's good again. And I've already watched season three up until the current episode.
Right.
Also awesome.
So okay.
I'm sitting there watching that.
But could I just watch... Because I think that's my our next show with me and my girlfriend that we'll watch together. But can we just watch season one and be done with it?
You could, but no, you'd want more. It's just so good.
But you're saying it's not what it necessarily, it's not what you want necessarily.
It wasn't. But then I watched season three and fell in love with season three. And I'm like, oh, I got to try season two because I was caught up on season three.
You watched season one, three, then two?
Yeah, by accident, kind of. Oh, I watched season one, but it doesn't matter. They're all different. Well, it kind of matters a little bit, but like, yeah, you could piece it together. But yeah, you'll love number one.
Okay.
And so we have that on as well. And then I want to get to that one Pepper's talking about that everyone says is great, the adolescence or whatever.
Yep.
Which have you watched or you haven't started?
No, I do want to see it. Yeah. I'm trying to finish Severance now.
Another one I've heard of, but that one is on Apple TV.
Yes.
Too many streaming services.
Too many.
Severance, apparently amazing. Also, my neighbor Ashton had mentioned Severance is when your work life and your home life are completely different. And you have no memory of each?
Yeah. It's like a dystopian drama thriller kind of thing where, there's a, and this isn't a spoiler. This is just kind of what the show's about. A controversial procedure in this dystopian world where if you're not, like if something traumatic happens in your life and you just kind of want to move on, you can get this process called being like severance, the severance process.
Right.
That you go to work, you don't remember anything. So like, say you work for the government and you have like secret military codes or something.
Where you can't, you don't want to ruin it in your regular life.
Yeah, you would be severed so that at work you would run no risk of jeopardizing national security in your everyday life.
Mm-hmm.
However, it's just more like people who are like, I don't like my life. And it's just weird. It's just a weird collection of people. And it seems a little bit too close to home when we think of like, the advances of Elon Musk's Neuralink and stuff like that. Like this, it's like this could happen. It seems.
So you're watching all these shows that are like on the cusp of like, whoa.
Yeah. It's a little too close to home on a lot of these.
This could be taking place.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I want to watch it. It's just right now trying to find like right now I don't have Apple as a service.
Right.
But there's like a new Seth Rogen show.
Yes.
On Apple, as well as Shrinking, a lot of people are talking about.
Yeah, get that one in. Jeez. For sure.
So I will get it eventually as I get rid of something else for a couple months.
Yeah, I'm officially ready to cancel my Disney.
Okay.
Because I've seen the shows I wanted to binge, like Paradise. So that's done for now. So I'm going to cancel Disney. I'm going to start back up on Netflix, watch Adolescence.
Right.
When that's done.
See, that's smart.
And there's probably a bunch, because I haven't had Netflix in like a year. So I'm going to see, maybe catch up on that. And then, then maybe cancel my Prime.
Are you, that's our next show. Are you watching only shows together at this point? Or do you have like your show, her show?
Well, those are all my shows. The one we're watching together is Nip Tuck.
Oh, we started that the other night.
Because Nip Tuck is so fun to me. I love it.
Girlfriend had already watched it, but you had mentioned it on the podcast. So I started it and I got two episodes in and I know that I love it.
It's just so good. I love the characters are so good in it.
But this is what I'm saying though. There's like way too much to watch, not enough time. Which isn't Nip Tuck like 3-4 seasons?
6 seasons.
Dear God.
But it goes by so fast. I just think it's so well done.
Yeah.
Even though it's older, it holds up. Yeah, it was just, they just don't make TV like that anymore.
No. It was a very good first two episodes.
It's fun. Yeah, it's fun and just kind of shocking in a lot of ways.
Jeez.
So there's lots, right?
I know. To be able to just watch. And then Yellowstone. I just started Yellowstone.
Oh, are you going to do it?
Am I wrong on this, though? Because I seem to remember that everyone loved Kip.
Rip.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This Rip guy.
Yep.
But the sexy guy's that other guy. Isn't Rip like, Rip's the real manly one.
Yeah.
Like the real manly cowboy. But then there's that other guy that's like the good looking cowboy.
Which one?
He's like the younger, good looking, longer haired kind of cowboy.
Oh, Casey.
Yeah.
The other brother. Oh, yeah.
I thought Casey was the one everyone loved.
Oh, he's my favorite.
How could you not for love that sure. guy? But everyone was talking about this Rip fella.
Casey is the best.
Yes.
For sure. No, I get it. But Rip is just like straight cowboy, take you to the train station. Don't mess with Rip.
Right.
Whereas Casey's more of a...
He's just fun-loving, good
he's
guy.
He's more of like the heartthrob in the... he's got the great hair. And he was kind of the castaway of the family of Yellowstone.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But I didn't think you'd want to finish that.
Yeah, because I watched 1883 and loved it.
Mm-hmm.
Then 1923 or whatever, I didn't love as much. And then finally, I started Yellowstone... And I'm only two episodes into that. But again, it's another... Because everyone's saying you got to watch that, and then you got to watch the landmine?
No. Landman. Which is okay.
Which is...
I think if you've seen Goliath,
yeah,
you'll watch Landman and be like,
not as good.
Because it's kind of the same... Billy Bob Thornton plays a similar sort of character, but he's way better... Goliath is just way better.
Okay.
Landman's cool because it's kind of got... It's like the oil field... So a lot of oil field guys I know love it. Because they can relate to it.
Is it like an Alberta vibe or is it like...
Very Alberta vibe, but it's Texas.
Oh, okay.
Right? But it's like the ins and out of the oil industry and it shows like the people working on the rigs. It's very cool and very different. But if you've seen Goliath, you want more Billy Bob and Goliath.
Right.
Than Billy Bob and Landman.
Oh, he's so good. And then this morning we were talking on the show with Dexter. They're coming out with season number two of the the prequel to Dexter, and I've only seen one episode there as well, but I loved that.
Oh, there's so much.
I think you could take a month off and watch TV all day, every day, and we still wouldn't be caught up.
No, which is a good thing, because I feel like we're just in that we binge too much.
Right.
Whereas, like, these shows, like Nip Tuck, for example, that would normally have lasted 6 years.
Right.
Now it's lasting, what, 2 weeks? If you really want to, like, at a moderate binge.
Yeah.
So it's too bad. But I wouldn't... It hurts me to say this.
What?
I wouldn't waste your time on Yellowstone.
Really?
Right now. I've seen it. I thought it was great. I followed along. And then it just seems like they had to wrap it up.
So it just ended poorly.
It ended, but it had to end. And I just wish there wasn't the issues with Kevin Costner and his scheduling or whatever happened there.
Mm-hmm.
But they kind of had to end his character abruptly in a way.
So not worth it.
It's not, if you got a binge on all the things we've mentioned, I think maybe throw that down on the list. Great show. It is really great. I loved watching it, but, not the best way to end it. I thought
I was convinced that you became more cowboy after watching that.
Yes. How can you not?
Right. Like I was convinced that you started dressing a little more cowboy. You embraced cowboy a little bit more after watching.
Oh, you respect them.
Right.
That's what's so great about the show is you can follow along in the different aspects of kind of ranching.
What else is on your list? Do you have any other ones that you're like, oh yeah, no, we're gonna get to or no?
I haven't seen a good documentary in a while. And that's what Netflix...
Netflix just came out with and I don't know which, I won't be able to say, but it was like as soon as we see him, my girlfriend and I are all in. It's like, who murdered who? She was left alone. And there was one that just yesterday it popped up and I'm like, oh, can't watch that without
okay.
my girlfriend.
Okay.
So yeah, Netflix normally has... One of those coming out every couple weeks.
A lot, yeah. And I just haven't had a chance because I don't have it, right? So I haven't had any documentaries in my life, which I always did. I always thought they had some good ones.
So Disney's the only one you have right now for streaming?
No, I have them all except for Netflix.
Oh, okay.
I have Apple because I got Prime because of the hockey.
Right.
There was a couple Oiler games on the Monday. So I'm like, okay, I'll get Prime again. And then I Nip Tucks on Prime. And then I got Apple because Shrinking was on it. Mm-hmm. Then I found Severance.
Right.
And then I'm like, oh, Disney Plus I need for...
Paradise.
For Paradise.
Yeah.
So now I'm done that. I think I'll get rid of Disney for now. But then Disney was only $1.99 for the first 4 months.
So I'm like, do you have cable as well right now?
And
or no?
I have all the channels.
Right.
But we get a deal through work, so I keep that.
Yeah.
Too much to watch.
It was way too much. And then like that's the thing is like finding the time where you feel like you can squeeze it. And especially when you have a partner that you have to watch with, it makes it even harder because you got to line up your schedules and line up your time so that you're watching it together.
Oh, yeah. And she knows if she watches any Nip Tuck, I can shave her head in her sleep.
That's the rule.
And I'll catch her sometimes. She'll be like, oh, she'll like know something that comes up.
You're like, wait a second.
You fucker. But we've both seen it years ago. Like 10 years ago, we've seen it.
Right.
So we're just kind of rewatching. But I have a feeling that she's watching it and then watching it again with me. Like, how do you remember this?
She's hooked on it, right?
But yeah, so that's our show, and I do get excited to watch it because it's like our thing right now. Mm-hmm. But this is just you and I talking about, we kind of have the similar taste, but we're not even getting into the reality show.
Well, yeah,
that's a whole other binging universe.
So we have at the house, my girlfriend, she's more into like the things that Pepper would kind of watch.
Yes.
But she puts on Love is Blind, and originally I was 100% against it. I was like, I don't want to watch this crap. This is crap. I don't want this. And then she puts it on and like of course I'm like watching in the background and then you start asking a couple questions like, oh, what's this about? Or why is that guy doing this? Then next thing you know, you're sitting for maybe 10-ish minutes checking it. Next thing you know, I'm right in there. I mean, I can't say that because I am asking, hey, do you want me to put it on? Now I'm at that point. But yeah, the Love is Blind, it sucks, but it sucks you in.
I can't let it.
No, don't. Because it's one of the trashiest, one of the worst. Although there is the concept of like, I love seeing people disappointed.
It's the hate watching.
Yes, that's what it would be.
Because you see these characters and you just want them to be, you want them to suffer.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that's what it's like doom watching.
Yes.
I know it's so unhealthy, but it's like that's reality TV.
Yeah, I mean, very, very true. I gotta say, I like it, and I hate that I say that I like it, but I mean, it's trash. It's fun, I guess. When we have it on as like when we're cooking, kind of as a background show.
Yeah,
and yeah, I find myself sitting and watching more than I should at this point.
Well, we know, yeah, there'd be, this podcast would be double in length if Pepper was here.
He would
just
go
with
on.
Love is Blind.
Yeah, he loves that show. Although, I mean, we've said it on here before. I don't trust in a lot of what Pepper says when it comes, and no offense, Pepper, if you're hearing this, but he gives up on shows so quickly.
Yeah.
And he's just, oh, it went bad. It turned bad. And like, you and I are more similar when once we fall in love with the characters, they can kind of do anything, and we'll just watch it to the end.
Yeah, depending, because I'm kind of the same as Pepper. Is I'll give a show a chance, but if there's something about the characters, I'm like, no, I just can't do it.
But like Suits was a great example. Suits was so amazing, the original Suits, for the first 5 or 6 seasons, you could say.
Yep.
And then the last season, everyone kind of fell off, and Meghan Markle left, and
didn't Harvey leave? Or was he there till the very end?
He was there till the end. Mike left.
Yeah, Mike left.
Meghan Markle left, and it wasn't the greatest. But like I fell in love with the characters, so I was there to the end, and I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
People argue that maybe perhaps it's not that great.
The new one.
Well,
the character I didn't mind because I'm so skeptical. I'm like, oh, who's this new Harvey?
Right.
And I came in there ready to just hate him, but I'm like, okay, he's not. He fills that gap, like I was saying. Mm-hmm. Also, I think the big thing with Suits, that if you've seen the show, you'll just know what I'm talking about. There's these certain songs they use in dramatic scenes.
That just feels familiar.
Yeah, it feels familiar, and it just feels, and even the theme song's the same.
Mm-hmm.
So it's got this vibe that makes you just feel Suits.
Yeah.
Right? So it feels, it's a familiar gap filler kind of thing.
Yeah, I agree. I'm in on it. That's it. I've liked the characters.
Mm-hmm.
The fake Harvey's good enough for me. And I was the same way. I was mad at fake Harvey the first episode. I was like, are you the guy's just trying to be exactly like Harvey?
Yeah. He's a bit copycat.
Yeah. Okay, but right now we're talking and we're not watching. You see what I'm saying?
I see what you're saying.
We're wasting time sitting here talking about things while we're not watching things, Robbie.
I know.
You got anything else you want to add?
I'm really looking forward to the new Malcolm in the Middle reboot.
You want to edit that part out, or you want that?
No!
Really?
Malcolm in the Middle was so good.
Yeah, but it can't be good now.
I bet you it'll be fun.
You think so?
Because a lot of the old cast is coming back, like Bryan Cranston, the mom. I forget her name, but she's so good. She is such a TV mom.
Yeah, I never it's got so into good. It, Malcolm in the
oh
Middle.
Oh my God, how could you not?
I don't know. I just didn't. It was like not at the time. That's it. That's all. I'm not saying I won't ever get into it.
I loved it, and it's still one of my favorites.
Malcolm in the Middle reboot. Do you know when it is?
I think it's got to be soon. I was kind of mad you didn't include it. There's a lot of news recently, but you never included it in your top three things.
Right. Because I don't know, Robbie. You can tell me, I will.
I think the only one being replaced is Dewey.
Which is that little...
The little guy.
Yeah, yeah, I know what Dewey is.
So apparently he left acting and...
Is Frankie Muniz back?
Yep. Yep.
Really? Okay.
Without a doubt. I forget what... There was a good premise, I remember. It might be a wedding or something. There's a good premise.
There's something worth watching.
That brings it back, and I think it's worth a reboot. And if Bryan Cranston, the talent that he is willing to latch on, you know it's got to be decent.
Well, he's in that new Seth Rogen, I think. Bryan Cranston's in that new...
The Seth Rogen, that's kind of the... Is it producer?
Yeah, the producer or the producers or something?
Yeah, so he's like a studio head or something like that.
Right.
I keep seeing the ads. I haven't been able to... I think new episodes every Wednesday, I keep saying.
Well, we got to quit. We have to quit so we can start watching.
I know. There's a ton. It makes it sound so lame.
All we want to do is just watch and binge.
But this is kind of time because then... Because soon... We are going to be consumed with Oilers.
Right.
So that's going to be what we're watching. And then it's come summer. I'm going to be out of town. So this is kind of like my binge.
Get it
binge
in window. Now.
Yeah.
This is your cuffing season.
It kind of is.
Right? Watching shows and binging is your cuffing season. And then everyone lets loose when the couple months of beautiful comes out into the city.
And then come Monday, it's supposed to be 18 above.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to be watching in the Malcolm in the Middle then? I don't think so.
No, you don't got time for that.
No. So binge while you can.
Okay, it's -5 right now. Get out, Robbie.
Oh, boy.
Get out and watch something.
I'm going to go binge.
Go start your day with a little binge.
I might. I want to watch Nip Tuck.
Okay, you can't. Can she cut your hair off? Same thing?
Yeah.
He's up with that hair, man. You're on your way out with it.
Exactly. So, like, little does she know, I don't care if she shaves my head.
Get out of here.
Thanks, babe.
Thanks. You got me a little head start.
Yeah. So, yeah, what you watching? I think we should do this, like, once every month or two.
I love it. It'd be good to have Pepper here just because it gives a little diversity into another show or two.
Yeah, because we're kind of too agreeable on things. But there's just so many good shows.
Yeah.
Too many good shows, too many good dramas, and... Yeah, we need lives.
Yeah, ask us anything. You can send a message to us at any time. Ask us anything about literally anything.
It could be about movies, too.
Oh.
We didn't even bring it. This is the state of movies.
Right.
We do a whole podcast on what you watch, and we don't even mention a movie.
Well, the new Superman's coming. Timothée Chalamet in the movies. I mean, what are you going to do?
I think I was looking. I don't know if the internet was lying to me. The highest grossing movies... And I was just looking at the list. They're all animated.
Right.
All of them.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's, yeah.
Well, I mean, that opens up a very wide net, though, right? You get kids. You got parents taking kids. You got, like, adults that still love Disney. So, I mean, I think it's a wide net.
I think you have more actors and actresses just trying to get into that, too, because you don't have to get dressed up.
Yeah,
you don't
have
to do anything. You just go in voice.
Just be voice actors.
Right? You're not stuck in a trailer all day waiting for the light to change for a certain scene.
It would be the best gig ever.
Yeah, and I think they're all latching on. Like, that's their bread and butter is just to get a good cartoon gig.
Let's make some money doing that is what they're thinking.
Yeah, but it's kind of wild that we say all this, but we don't mention any movies. So
it's true.
TV.
Okay, well, maybe we can do a movie one coming up.
Yeah, the movie. What you
looking for? What you watching? What you
Oscar edition?
Ugh.
So none.
There you go. All right. Well, thank you for listening to it. If you ever have a question, let us know. Just send us a message. You can email. You can Instagram. Whatever.
Do that.
It is.
And maybe send Pepper an Instagram message today. You know, he's having a hard time losing his little buddy Biff.
Yeah.
Sad so news. Some love his way would be nice.
Okay.
Okay, bye, everybody.
Love you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Pepper and Dylan on Kiss.